the Council of Governors, COG, Chairperson, Anne Waiguru, has reiterated her calls for accelerated actions on gender equality. Speaking during the International Women's Day celebrations held in Embu, Waiguru said that there was need to implement strategies that will ensure women are not only nominated to positions in order to meet the gender thresholds but are also elected in big numbers. She said that women are not just beneficiaries of development efforts but are powerful agents of change, catalysts for economic growth and pillars of societal stability, thus the need to invest in their empowerment. This day is a reminder of the ongoing struggle for gender equality and an acknowledgement of the remarkable achievement of women throughout history. Investing in women therefore means providing equal access to education, healthcare, economic opportunities and leadership roles, said the governor. She said that the launch of the G7 strategy by Women Governors Caucus ahead of the celebrations was aimed at bringing women governors together. The strategy will be a guiding women governor in remaining relevant and responsive to the needs of the community and providing clarity and priorities for intervention. It was also a strategy of increasing the number of women governors from the current 7 to at least 16 in 2027 general elections. The G7 strategy is designed to empower and support the 7 women governors in demonstrating efficient and strategic governance within the devolved structures with facilitating their retention, re-election and transition to national politics, she said. The COG chair also affirmed the county government's commitment and contribution towards gender equality and empowerment of women and girls, noting that many development projects and intervention in the counties have had an impact on women and girls. She called on everyone to be agents of change and advocates for equality and women empowerment so as to accelerate progress and pave the way for a future where every woman, regardless of background or circumstance, can thrive and shine. At the same time, President Ruto, who presided over the event, announced the appointment of 16 women diplomats, reaffirming his commitment to gender equality, signaling another leap for women in Kenya. Ruto said that his government was committed to the implementation of legislative or any other measures, including affirmative actions, that will bridge the gender gap in leadership. He said that his government will fully facilitate the participation of women in decision-making as well as leadership. Waiguru thanked the president for choosing a woman-led county for the celebration of the International Women's Day. She also called for a holistic approach in addressing the alcohol menace in the region, saying that there was need for alternative entertainment and recreational opportunities such as sports activities to keep people away from getting hooked on alcohol. The deputy president supported the ongoing efforts by the president to actualize the two-thirds gender requirements, saying that women are accountable and reliable and they have been the major supporters of President Ruto. During the event that was attended by all the 7 women governors, women cabinet and principal secretaries, Waiguru appealed to Embu people to support Governor Cecily Mbariri for 2 terms to help her to realize fully her development agenda for the county.